May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Well, I'd say we owe a great debt of gratitude to Cohen. Cohen, turn around and give us a wave again. Yay, let's give him a round of applause. For offering himself for baptism on this holiest of nights, he stands in for the hundreds of millions of Christians who have been baptized since that first Easter night over 2,000 years ago. Now, by tradition in the ancient church, this was the one and only night that people were initiated into the Christian faith. And so for this reason, this is truly a most significant church service within the entire church year. And in many ways, it's our most ancient and our most profound and joyous celebration of all. Now think of what it is we're symbolizing tonight, though. By gathering on the evening before the first historic witnesses of the resurrection made their way to the tomb of Jesus, Mary and the other Mary in our gospel lesson, we therefore become the very first souls to know and proclaim that Jesus has been raised from the dead. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary won't know until dawn, but we know it already. We are the first witnesses before the women, before Peter, before the other disciples, before the 500 who saw Jesus before his ascension, before Paul who met Jesus on the road to Damascus, before the great cloud of witnesses throughout all the ages who have pledged their faith to the risen Christ, we, right now, in this moment, are the very first witnesses. And who are the witnesses still to come? Well, Cohen. He's our newest witness to the resurrection. And then who will come next? I had the privilege to serve as a priest in two African nations in my time in the ministry. In 1987, I spent a half a year as an exchange priest in Nigeria, in the village of Ajebu Ode and in the cities of Ibadan and Lagos. Back in 1987, there were about 5 million Anglicans in the nation of Nigeria, and today there's about 20 million Christians there of the Anglican faith. Back then there were only 20 dioceses, now there's 164 dioceses there. I also had a chance to serve in Uganda. My former parish had a sister church relationship, and I went to St. Stephen's in Nujiwogo, a neighborhood of Entebbe. And I visited there, and then a year later, I took back 12 pilgrims from our congregation to establish this strong bond. Now, I need to tell you, there's nothing like the spirit of the African church. And it's in Africa and other places outside our country that the Christian faith is growing. By no means is the church in Africa perfect. They have huge issues of discrimination against people who are gay, against women in the ministry. They have huge struggles within their own populations in a fierce, almost competitive battle with the faith of Islam. And yet when you worship with folks in either Uganda or in Nigeria, and I'm sure in other African nations, you feel the Holy Spirit present. What about the spread of Christianity right outside our door? Here in Valrico, here in Brandon, here in Tampa, here in Florida. I just want you to think for a minute, in these times in which we're living, with all of the pressing issues and all of the challenges and all of the fear and hatred and anger and depression, think of how many people would benefit in being part of this faith community. What I've seen in my 2 months with you, the love, the spirit, the service, the outreach, the ways in which we hold one another up, those are rare quantities in our age and time, and we have those here in our community. and it's not something we should be hiding under a bushel. We heard from Paul in Romans in another chapter, he says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? So you, who this night are the first witnesses of the resurrection, what will you do with this new revelation that you alone right now know? Where do you go now that you've seen this empty tomb? Well, it's my hope you will follow the same command that the angel and Jesus himself gave to the women that first Easter morning. Go and tell. Take the good news and go and share it in the streets of our town, in our workplaces, in our homes, and in our hearts. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia.